Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about Joel Barker joining us again. Joel has become a regular member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 11 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's one of the top futurists of our time, and maybe all time. As far as I'm concerned, he's my favorite futurist in the world. And he's the author of all the important books on that topic, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, and, of course, my personal favorite, Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Happy to be back.
We always
fun to have a conversation with you.
We always have fun and learn so much. Folks, Joel brings us things that are coming at us from the future. I call you the king of implications understanding, Joel. So the 3D printing, we've been talking about this now for a long time, and I remember when we first started talking about it, the 3D printing was possible, but it was prohibitively expensive.
Yeah.
Now I know people, Joel, who have factories adjacent to UPS outlets, and they're making parts and distributing them all over the world, making a living at it. And junior colleges have 3D printers.
Everybody. You can get a 3D printer for less than $1,000.
Yeah,
I mean, that's so amazing. And on top of that, there's a new 3D printer that Adidas is using to print the soles of their shoes, and they can print them so fast they can print 100,000 within a manufacturing paradigm.
Wow.
Now, what we're going to talk about today is the other side of it, which is incredibly
Biomed.
Fine detail to print biological products.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, you said this was kind of like somebody talked about it, but it was, are we really going to get there? We're there. We are now there, thanks to Wake Forest.
A transplantable ear. Now, is this human tissue, or is this some kind of synthetic frame that flesh grows on top of?
They do both. They do bio tissue for bone, for instance, to print that, and then it gets infused with blood vessels, and then the other stuff, it becomes a template for it. But the fact is, the template that they're producing now allows the product to be so strong that it matches your own physical characteristics of flesh and blood and bone. And that isn't I'll be darned. It really is. One of the things they did is they printed an ear and attached it to the side of a mouse. I mean, it's kind of gross. But what it did is it proved that that over several months, the mouse's cells came in and infused and took over the process, so that you had living tissue with the equivalent of capillaries and all this stuff that goes along with it.
I'm just thinking about the our wounded warriors.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about the burn victims.
Absolutely.
People like that, people with cancer, so many different things. The reason is people have lost their ears and if you can do an ear, you can do a nose, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, think about this. If you're a plastic surgeon, my goodness, what you now have the potential to do that was, again, only a dream a year ago.
And this is an example of good digital leverage. You know, Joel, one of the things that I'm spending a lot of time in these days, this is what my next book's about, is the concept of digital leverage. And this is an example of good digital leverage, isn't it?
It really is. And it's also an example, by the way, of paradigm enhancement.
The paradigm shift was the 3D printer.
Now we're improving that process better and better and better, so that we can do things that were seemingly impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's impossible to do, but if you could do it, would fundamentally change your business for the better. If you're a plastic surgeon, you're looking at this and saying, oh my goodness, what I can do for
taking the rules of a paradigm and taking it to the next level of rules.
Exactly. making it more subtle, more sophisticated, new territory, because when they started, they didn't say, let's print biological stuff. Though I will say this, very early in the process, I think it was Harvard was experimenting with printing one cell at a time, skin, and they were successful at doing that. But that was really simple. That was just that was just skin cells.
Mm-hmm.
This is the whole package. This is the
and of course the good thing about the 3D is they can build it. If they have a photo of your ear before you lost it, they can replicate that, can't they?
Absolutely. And in fact, that's what they probably do is get several photos.
So they're not going to put 100,000 ears on a shelf. They're going to do them custom made, right?
Bespoke ears,
yeah.
Bespoke fingers, bespoke
right.
Skin for burns.
It's, how about that?
That's where we're
good,
at.
Good digital leverage, ladies and gentlemen. Right back with Joel Barker. We're going to talk about water. It's a big deal. It's going to be a bigger deal in our lives going forward. Coming back after these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.